supposed to be. His voice had just got hard as jasper. He had changed while we walked, turned into a critter like the raven that had ridden with the Black Company. Our man was alone. He was drunk. Fortune was smiling today. Raven told us, "You guys have a beer and keep an eye out. I'll talk to him." We did, and he did. I don't know what he said, but I never got a chance to get even with Torque for having him by the second round. Raven got up. So did our man. In a minute, we were all in the street. It was almost dark out now. Our new friend was not full of small talk. He did not seem pleased to be with us. Raven told us, "Smiley here figured getting 50 obols for showing us around was a lot better than the alternative." Smiley took us to an alley.
"This is where we grabbed the guy."
Raven had asked questions while we walked.
"And you didn't know anything about the guy? Like where he was coming from or where he was headed?"
"I told you this Abel set it up and gave it to Shorts. Shorts just hired me and Tanker to back him up when he grabbed this guy with only one hand that was supposed to come through here. Maybe Shorts knew what was going on. I didn't."
"Convenient."
"Yeah. The more I think about it, the more I figure the only reason they had me and Tanker hang around after we got the guy down to the cellar was they planned on us never leaving if they got what they wanted."
"You're probably right. That's the way those kind work."
"And you guys don't?"
"Not when we get cooperation. Show us that cellar."
I was glum. Our big strike looked like it was turning into a pocket of fool's gold. The guys who could give us answers had checked out. Raven thought we might get something out of a look at the bodies. I was willing to bet all we would get was gagged. "Shit, this is desolate," I said, as we was getting close. "How much farther?"
"About a block."
"Hold it," Raven said. "Quiet."
I listened. I didn't hear nothing. But my eyes were good at night. By looking slightly to the side of them, I could make out some guys. Three of them carrying a fourth. They were headed somewhere in a big hurry. I told Raven. He asked, "You know this area?"
"Only vaguely."
"Try to get ahead of them. They won't be able to move too fast if they're carrying a body. We'll run them down from behind."
Smiley said, "I'll do a fade now."
Raven replied, "You'll come with us and tell us if you recognize any faces." Smiley started cursing. I took off. I figured it was a waste of time, but I'd give it a shot. 5 minutes and I'd be lost, and they'd be long gone. I went about 300 yards and found myself on open ground. It looked like the area where we had landed, seen from a different direction. I couldn't see anyone in the open. Figuring they'd been to my left when I started and I'd paralleled them, I moved to my left, along the face of the ruin still standing. Nothing. 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 Just like I expected. Where were the others? I worried. I thought about yelling, but decided not to. I didn't want to look silly. I thought I was paying attention, but I guess I wasn't. Somebody stepped out of nowhere and